Welcome to NHL Draft Class. I am Adam Kimmelman here, as always, with Mike Morial. Mike, we are back from the NHL Scouting Combine. It's time to see the kids. We've gone through the interview process. Now it's time to see some of the fitness testing.
Yes, the fitness testing is going to take place Friday and Saturday at Harbor Center, Adam. And, you know, we got the VO2 max, which is the big test on Friday. Obviously, we ask these prospects about the bite test, and they always seem to shudder. You know, the lips start to quiver a little bit when they start talking about the bite test. But a lot of them have done this. Look, they're all in shape. They're going to get it done. They're going to go on the bikes. Their squat test as well will take place on Friday. And then we move to Saturday, where a bulk of the testing takes place, including the Wingate, which we all love to record and watch these players sweat and stay healthy and go up and do the interviews afterwards.
Adam. Well, it's not the sweat that we enjoy. It's the watching these kids, these poor kids, their feet duct taped into the bike pedals, and then have a trainer on their left, on their right, and right in front of them, just screaming motivation to the top of their lungs. Pedal harder, pedal harder. It's that 30-second full-on sprint with resistance, you know, figured out by their body weight. It's a whole mathematical percentage that you know, I was told there'd be no math, so we're not going to get into how that's all figured out. But yeah, it's brutal, and you're going to go through it, right?
No, I'm not going to go through it. I know a lot of people want to see, you know, Mike Morial go through that test.
Yes, me.
I'm thinking about it, but it is not going to happen, Adam, anytime soon. I'm telling you right now. I'm getting old. I'm a grandfather already.
I'll do the height and weight. And that's pretty much all I'm qualified to do. But as you said, the athletes who are going to be picked in the 2026 draft are more than capable of handling these tests. It's going to be fun to watch. Now, we still have to get through the medicals and make sure everyone who is expected to test is cleared to test everything. Some of the guys are not going to do all the tests. We're not sure. Some of the kids had very long seasons. They're coming from Memorial Cup. I spoke to Ethan Belchez early in the week. He is not going to do the upper body test just because of some, you know, an injury that he had going back to, I think it was in February. So we will get to see the kids test. The teams will get to see the kids test, and they'll get all the medical records, and they'll get all the information they need from that process.
And along those same lines, you know, players like Ivar Stenberg, we don't know. He could do all the testing, but let's face it, Adam, it's been a long season for Ivar, right? He's played in so many tournaments. He just came back from the World Championships. Viggo Bjork, another player who, you know, quite honestly, played in all these big tournaments, the World Junior Championships, played with Jagordan, you know, and then World Championships as well, was a top-line center playing for that team. So some of these players, you know, there's going to be some question marks if they go or not. We'll see when Saturday rolls around, Friday rolls around, but we're looking forward to it.
Two guys that we are pretty sure are going to do all the tests are Marcus and Liam Ruck from the Medicine Hat Tigers in the Western Hockey League. The Ruck twins, they finished top two in the Western Hockey League scoring race. And Mike, you know, impressive young men. I don't think they're going to go the same route as the Sedins. I don't think they're going to end up on the same NHL team together, but you never know. But it was fun getting to watch them and then getting to meet them.
A conversation we can have on the back end of this interview here, Adam, is the fact that, you know, there are a couple teams that do have multiple picks in the first round. So it's going to be interesting to see if maybe some of those teams, and we'll discuss that, will maybe take a shot at both Liam and Marcus Ruck. But let's face it, they were a joy to talk to. It was a real fun interview with them. They look alike. I mean, you can't tell them apart, Adam, but we had Marcus sitting in the left chair because he's, you know, left-handed, and we had Liam in the right chair because he's right-handed. You know, Marcus, he shoots with his left, but he writes with his right hand. They throw with opposite hands. I mean, they're mirror images of each other, so it was really remarkable to get to talk to them, and you can almost sense when you do talk to them that you're almost kind of getting – they're finishing each other's sentences too when you're asking them questions, but always a big smile on their face when we were questioning them, and they were really into the interview, so it was a lot of fun.
Well, let's go to that conversation with the Ruck twins. Liam, I'll start with you. Everyone talks about, everyone obviously knows you guys are twin brothers. What makes you different?
I think on the ice, I'm more of a shoot first guy. He's more of a pass first guy, but I think there's a lot more similarities than differences between us.
Marcus, scouts say you have a sixth sense out on the ice. Can you actually explain that chemistry, or is it just telepathic when you're out there that you know where each other is going to be?
Yeah, I think it's just a lot of years spent together. I think that just builds over years. kind of know each other's tendencies on the ice. I know where he's going to be. He knows where I'm going to be. And yeah, we're just pretty used to each other, I'd say.
So Marcus, sort of along those same lines, and Liam, I'm curious about your opinion on this as well, but how often do you guys get to Sedin comparisons? Because I don't think we've had twin brothers reach the NHL other than them.
Yeah, we hear the Sedin comparison a little bit. I don't know if we deserve to be compared to them right now. Obviously, they're Hall of Famers, so what they did to the game was quite cool and quite special. But yeah, kind of to be that next set of twins to kind of go through the draft, it's kind of cool for sure.
Yeah, and your coach, Willie Desjardins, he said, you know, obviously he had experience with the Sedins, but he did tell me that you two are a little harder to kind of distinguish than the Sedins. So why do you think that is for the coach?
Yeah, I don't know, honestly. I think, to me, I think we look like two different people, but obviously to other people, we look quite similar. So yeah, I'm not sure.
So Liam, obviously you guys played with Gavin McKenna last season. He leaves. You guys are sort of get that elevated role. Did you think you guys were ready when Gavin left? Because obviously you had most of the offseason to kind of handle it. But were you ready for that sort of elevated role, you think?
Yeah, I think so. I think we were pretty excited for it, obviously. But it was an adjustment at first, obviously going from a couple minutes a night to kind of playing around 20. So it was a change for sure. But we were excited to get that opportunity there. And obviously he went on and did great things in college. So yeah, it was kind of a win-win situation.
And Marcus, you know, kind of along those same lines, you guys get elevated into this role. Did you ever believe that you guys would finish 1-2 in the Western Hockey League scoring race?
No, not at all. Going into this season, I had never thought of that. Never thought that would happen. So it was pretty cool when it came to be. But yeah, never thought of it going into the season.
So Liam, like you said, you're the shooter. Marcus is the playmaker. Did those roles always exist growing up, or did they naturally develop over time, Liam?
Yeah, I think they just kind of developed over time. I think we just kind of play to our strengths out there, and typically it is him making the pass and I'm usually shooting, but I think we can both do it both ways, and it's just kind of the way it's been, though.
Let me ask you guys both. I want to hear both your opinions on this. And Marcus, you go first. Where do you guys still think you can get better? Marcus, you go first, and then Liam, you answer.
Yeah, I think one area for me in particular is my skating. I think I've been hearing that a lot, and obviously it needs some work. But I think that's just mostly going to come with leg strength. So I think kind of focusing on working on my legs in the gym as my main focus, I think that'll come. Yeah, similar to what he said. I think we both got underdeveloped bodies at the moment, and I think all that means is there's room to grow, and it's exciting stuff. But we know we're going to have to put some work in to become stronger guys and become better skaters.
Marcus, 87 assists. Liam, 45 goals. I'll give you each a shot here to answer this question. Go with Liam first. Who has the harder job and why?
I'll go with Marcus. He's always going to do the dirty work to kind of put the puck in the right area for me. And I don't know, if he puts in the right spot, all I have to do is score. So,
yeah, and I'd say the opposite. I think for me, I can't do what he does as good as he does. So, yeah, the way he can kind of find the back of the net, he makes it seem easy, and it's not easy for me. So I'll have to say it's harder for him for sure.
So obviously it's a whole new world we talked about Gavin McKenna with having the NCAA option. Where is next for you guys? Is it back to Medicine Hat, or is the NCAA a legitimate option for you guys?
Yeah. I think our plan is to go back to Med Hat for another year. I think we just got such a good group of guys there, and it's always exciting going to the rink with those people. So I think we got a good shot at making a run with that group, and we'll check out college for the following year.
So, Marcus, I believe you have the bragging rights of being born 8 minutes earlier. Is that correct?
That is correct.
All right. So how often does Liam need to hear about this?
I don't usually have to give him any reminders. He's we're usually good with each other, but if I need to say it, I do have those rights over him.
So, Marcus, as the older brother, how have you guys played against each other ever? And like, what are the battles like kind of growing up at home?
We played a lot of mini sticks against each other for sure growing up. But from a hockey standpoint, we've done camps against each other. Never played actual games like in the league against each other. But I remember in a Hockey Canada event, the U17 tryouts, we were on separate teams, and it was fun getting to compete against them out there.
So Medicine Hat traded up to make sure they got both of you in the draft. What did that kind of mean to you, Liam?
Yeah, it showed how much they wanted both of us, and yeah, that meant a lot to both of us, and we couldn't be happier with the organization that selected us. They've meant everything to us, the whole staff there, and couldn't have asked for a better organization to take us, and we're super thankful for it.
Just kind of Marcus playing off of that, what would it mean to have it go the same way now in the NHL where both of you get to play for the same organization?
Yeah, it would mean so much for not only us but our family. My mom and dad would be so happy about that. Obviously, we know both of us know it's not going to be easy for an NHL team to pull that off, but if that happened, that would be quite special for sure.
So is it true you got nicknamed Luck and Muck at the U-17s?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So who came up with that, and do you like that nickname, Liam?
Yeah, I think Callum Crosscrey, I think, was the original guy that came up with that one. And, yeah, I don't mind it. Kind of suits our names pretty well.
So I'm glad you mentioned mini sticks. We had Mathis Preston in here before, and he said the mini sticks games would get pretty brutal. So take me through kind of what that was like. Are there holes in the wall, the family home, or random hotels when you guys would go on trips?
Yeah, there's at our house anyways in Osuyas, we definitely have a couple holes in the wall. A lot of marks on the walls and on the ceiling too. So I don't know how the ones on the ceiling got there, but no, the game's getting intense for sure.
So Medicine Hat just drafted your younger brother, Landon, 8th round. Tell me a little bit about him, and how special is that he'll be possibly joining you one day at Medicine Hat, Liam?
Yeah, it's pretty special. If we get the chance to suit up with him for even an exhibition game, it'd be pretty special. So, yeah, he's pretty thankful, and as a family, we're pretty happy he was drafted there, and we know he's in good hands, so it's pretty special for sure.
So, Marcus, I asked about Mathis Preston before. He's also up for the draft. He's maybe going to go in the first round. From playing with him growing up, what makes him such a special player?
Yeah, I think the main thing is his skill set. He's such a good skater, and his shot's elite. I don't think there's another player that has both of those combination in this draft. He's got quite the skill set, and he's a dangerous player.
I'm curious, would either of you be disappointed if you weren't drafted by the same team? I'd like each of you to respond, Marcus.
No, not disappointed at all. We do for sure want to get drafted together. That's the hope for sure. It'd be quite special to play to be with an NHL organization with your twin brother. That'd be pretty special. But no, to be picked to any organization with or without him, it'd be a huge honor.
Liam?
Yeah, similar to what he said. Obviously, it would be an adjustment being separated from him. But at the end of the day, it's not easy to pull off. So whatever team does hopefully select us, if it's together or separate, we're just super honored to get that opportunity.
And I'm just curious, what have NHL teams during the interviewing process here at the NHL Combine, what's been the most popular question that they've been asking you, Marcus?
I've got a couple times who's the better player out of me and Liam. Those ones are hard to answer. I don't usually give an answer unless they make me. So yeah, I mean, that's kind of the one that sticks out to me.
All right, so Liam, I'm going to make you do it. Who's a better player between you and Marcus?
Yeah, I don't know if I can answer. I think there's so many different areas of the game where I think one of us is better than the other. I think his playmaking and how he sees the ice, it's pretty special. And I think I'm a pretty good finisher. So I think we're better at certain things in our own right, but pretty similar players.
All right, so I got to ask the annoying twin question. Let me ask it this way. Teammates, I'm sure, have struggled. Coaches, I'm sure, have struggled over the years telling you guys apart. Is there a funny moment or a memory that kind of stands out for either one of you guys where a coach calls you Liam or a coach calls you Marcus or something along those lines? Marcus, I'm curious.
Yeah, I think I want to say it was last year, not the season that just ended, the one before. We were at practice, and we were doing, a forecheck drill. I think Liam tried chipping the puck in into the zone, and our D-man knocked it down, and they broke out right away. And Willie pulled me over and kind of started yelling at me a little bit, and I didn't want to say anything. I could just kind of soaked it, and it wasn't even me that made the mistake.
Liam, anything like that for you?
Nah, that's the one I had in mind as well. I think other than that, we've April Fools at school. We've swapped until lunchtime once or twice, but yeah, that's kind of it.
Just curious, growing up Sedin fans, did you ever actually pretend to be Henrik and Daniel in the backyard rink, Marcus?
Yeah, I think we had some either jerseys or shirts, so we'd wear those around. Obviously, we look up to those two. They're obviously really special players, and with us being twins and them being twins, it's pretty cool to see what they did.
All right, Marcus Rock, Liam Rock, thank you so much for joining us today in NHL Draft Class, guys.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Mike, that was great stuff from Marcus and Liam Rock. And as you said, you could tell they're enjoying the process. Like, how can you not enjoy this process? As we talk to these guys, you only go through this once. And it might be your only opportunity to sit with an NHL team and go on a job interview where there's a Hall of Famer in the room. Whether it's, you know, a Joe Sakic or a Cam Neely or a Steve Yzerman. And you get to just kind of hang out and they ask you about your career.
Look, Liam is that shoot-first player. Marcus is the past-first player. Kind of unique differences really help make them so effective because they know their roles. The one thing when watching them, each of them, Adam, on tape and in person, the IQ level is very high. The compete level is through the roof. And I think that's what's maybe intriguing to a lot of these teams that compete. And we've talked about compete on Draft Class in previous episodes. And if you have that compete, that's kind of intriguing to a lot of scouts and GMs. But I guess the biggest question here, and we'll debate it a little bit, is there are a few teams that have multiple picks here.
There are seven teams in the first round that have multiple first round picks. The St. Louis Blues have three of them. They have their pick. They have number 15 from the Detroit Red Wings. And they also have Colorado's pick, which is going to be number
29.
And then you've got six other teams with two picks. I just think the spread on those picks, you know, some of them, you know, you've got like San Jose, which is number two. They have Edmonton's pick at number 20. I don't think one of the Rock brothers is going to go with the number two pick. Same with Vancouver. They have three and they have 24 from Minnesota. You know, the Rangers have five and they have 26 from Dallas. I just, as much of a fun story as it would be to have, you know, Sedin's volume 2.0, considering now they're running the Vancouver Canucks or helping run the Vancouver Canucks, I don't see it happening if they both go in the first round, they both go to the same team.
Yeah, you know, it would be a nice story, right, if they did go to the same team, though. Look, Liam is probably the player that we know is probably going to go first round based on Central Scouting's final rankings. I look at a team like St. Louis. Like, Liam could go in that 15 to 20 range. So if the Blues were to take a shot at Liam, and then when it comes around to that number 29 pick, and if Marcus is there, Adam, let's face it, you got two-thirds of your line set for 10, 15 years. And these guys work well together. I mean, we've seen it this year. 108 points, 104 points, top two scorers in the dub. Scouts loved them. The chemistry that they've had, we've seen that. We've seen it with the, you know, in the past, you saw it with the Sedins. Maybe it's not that type of chemistry, but this is pretty good chemistry. And obviously, after talking to them, you kind of get the vibe that it would be nice if they were playing together, because they have been since, as Marcus was telling us, since 4 or 5 years old.
But I think there's some intrigue there on how would they do apart. And I asked them, you know, one guy's coming across the middle, the other guy's got to get that puck.
Wouldn't answer it though, Adam. They wouldn't answer it.
I know, it was interesting. But, you know, like we talked about their competitiveness before, though. You take the face off and you just look at the jersey, and that's my puck. I got to go get it. And if it means going through my twin brother, maybe that's something they'd enjoy doing.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? Maybe a team with a late pick in the first round. When I say late, I mean maybe in that 22 to 32 range, and then has an early second round pick. Yeah. Maybe there's a shot there. Or maybe if you have that second round pick and it's a little late, maybe you trade up in the second round to maybe look to get that. I wonder if teams would be accommodating in that situation as too, because you know darn well that whoever takes Liam first, teams are going to be waiting for the phone to ring and maybe make a trade. We want Marcus too. What can you do for us? So that's another interesting fact here.
It's certainly going to be interesting. I'm sure, again, to your point, like you want to, that's always the goal, right? Coaches, managers, yeah, they try to find line chemistry together. Well, you can draft two-thirds of a top line, and you know there's built-in chemistry there because those guys, they don't even need to speak. It's just they know where each other's going to be. It's that innate, you know, twin magic, whatever you want to call it, intuition, that they always know where they're going to be on the ice. So then you just got to get a third guy who can kind of figure it out along with them. I know Vancouver for years tried to find that with the Sedins. Whoever, if that, you know, if we play out this scenario and they end up together, you'll just have to find a third guy who can figure it out and learn them. Obviously, work for whoever got to play on their line in Medicine Hat. We're, you know, making grand suppositions that we're not going to know about for another 3 weeks when we get to the draft.
And look, if you do get the two of them, then putting kind of a mucker, a grinder, a guy that's going to get into the puck, get into the corners is probably the player you want playing with those two guys. But it's going to be interesting because, yeah, I really do. I don't know. I have a gut feeling, and this is going to happen. We'll be writing a story about the Rucks on the same team. I'm going to call it right now that they are picked. They are picked.
All right. Well, we've got well, Uber producer Bob, we've got our clip for certainly after the draft to see. We'll test the accuracy and the veracity of that statement. And if your prediction comes true,
why not make it bold prediction? Right? It's all right. I could do that.
Sure. It's our podcast. We can do whatever we want. Want to make predictions that have some possibility of going right? Why not? Well. Stay tuned to NHL Draft Class, and you know we'll see if we get any more bold predictions as we move forward here. Go back and listen to some of our previous episodes as well. Not as many predictions, but we did talk to Gavin McKenna. We did talk to Ivar Stenberg, potentially the top two picks in this year's draft. I'll make a bold prediction, and I'll say Gavin McKenna will go number one. Not as bold as yours, but I'll give it a shot. But go back and listen to those. We've also spoken with Dave Gregory, talk about the combine and some of his things that he's seen this year. John Williams talked about the Ruck brothers, among the other top Western Hockey League prospects. We had J.F. Damfus talking about some of the top prospects in the Quebec Hockey League. More to come after combine. We'll get best of the Ontario League, other positions, other leagues as we go forward here. But for now, NHL Draft Class is dismissed.